Hello, my loves. I did a spoken word performance last night at the Fishbowl Art Gallery here in Seattle. And I want to share the piece with you. Wow, the piece I wrote with you. Y'all, my words. So the theme last night was, and this is the title of the entire show they've had running this whole month. The title and the theme is called Bittersweet. And performers, poets, storytellers, musicians were asked to share their reflections on the complex beauty of heartbreak. So, you know, I had some sexy things to say about it. And to my piece is about moving through heartbreak through the act of sex for transparency's sake. For the podcast, I edited out just a tiny, tiny piece of this because I'm just not ready to tell the internet. But for the most part, like I said, 98.2% of the piece is here and I am going to read it to you. So here we go. I text you saying I need you. You're the one I fuck when things go hard and I need the relief of your weight pressing on top of me, your hands bending me in half. You filling my body beyond its capacity. You reply with a time and your place. When I arrive, you read the water in my eyes, the quietness of my voice, comprehending my heart is broken. And I am asking your mouth, hands, and cock to be the band-aid to hold me over, create a different hurt to focus on so I don't have to look at the one tearing me in half. In your bedroom, with the lights off, our bodies stripped bare, your mouth on mine. I feel my skin cry. I love that you still belong to me, you say in my ear. I feel myself float above my body, out of my weeping skin, a camera flash of a memory pulling me into it. I am 15, the flavor of heartbreak tasting of fear and bitterness. It was a smothering pillow placed over my curious heart, pushing all the air out until I settled into a daydream of compliance, moldability, a good girl, yes, girl, I'll do whatever you want, girl, just let me have a sip of air. At 21, I broke the heart of my first love when I said I could no longer be with him. I discovered a pain so deep I understood why it was called heartache. Inside year 26, my heart shattered into so many pieces, I still find some between my shoulder blades. My father was calling me to tell me the love of my life had died. Age 27, raw with grief, we sat on his porch swing with whiskey at night and coffee in the morning. We came to each other with our glass heart pieces broken by the loss of my moving away and him staying behind. At 34, uneventful dullness settled over my heart as I delivered the news to my long-term partner that I am done and I am moving again. I wonder now why it can't always be that easy as I tell you I want your cock in my mouth. I taste you, inhale your clean laundry scent mixed with something earthy as I drag my tongue, then my lips along your shaft, wrapping my hands around your base, working to focus, to feel, to delight in your presence. But I'm getting pulled away again. 38's heartbreak was like being set on fire if I stayed or if I left. And when I finally made my exit, I was met with ancient grief swirled together with the deepest gratitude I could hold. Inside the heartbreak of 40, my heart snapped in half. Accompanied by white hot rage from being steeped in a lie, this lesson changed the way I love. For better or worse, I'm not sure yet. And now here I am, pushing your cock into me, the gush of my wet body soaking your skin and mine, hoping to wash clean this heartbreak that feels like a virus spreading through my veins. I need the thrust of your body mixed with the rocking of mine to erase the memories of him and the insidious way they've attached themselves to the spaces between my vertebrae. I need your cock to tell the good girl of me she's good enough to be loved. I need to rest beneath the heat of your hand on my breast, the intensity of your gaze pinning me down like a butterfly under a magnifying glass on a sunny day. I am asking you to hold me until I can hold myself. The melody of my orgasm crashes onto the shore of my awareness, pulls out all the ways I abandoned myself, and concentrates on this moment with you. Once I have stilled and quieted, I say thank you. Anytime, you reply, kissing the top of my head. I'll be back when it's your turn to be held.